Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, today I'm going to teach you how to set prices on your restaurant menu. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And today, I'm going to teach you how to set the prices on your restaurant menu correctly. There's really only two ways to set prices on your menu, and most restaurants are doing it wrong. The two ways to set your prices are what are called cost plus pricing or market minus pricing. Unfortunately, most people are using cost plus pricing models when I suggest you use market minus pricing models. Let me explain to you what that means. In a cost plus pricing model, what you're doing, or what most restaurant owners are doing, is basically figuring out what it costs to produce the product that they want to sell and then multiplying that by three or four to get them within that 25% to 33% cost of goods sold on that item. Now, while that's generally your target cost of goods sold, I don't agree with the way that most people go about it. Like I said, they put together their menu item, they figure out the cost, and then they say, well, let's multiply this somewhere between three and four to get the price for the menu, and then they put that on the menu. I prefer to use market minus pricing. What I prefer to do is to figure out what will the market pay for this product? What are my competitors charging? What can I charge for this product and still deliver value to the customer? What's the most I can charge for this? What's the least I can charge? What's the general range where I need to be on this particular menu item to fit into the marketplace? Now, that's going to vary dramatically from restaurant to restaurant. Some restaurants are only going to be able to charge $3 for a hamburger. Well, I've worked in five-star hotels that charge $29 for a hamburger. So the number doesn't matter. What's most important is that you figure out what is your customer going to pay for this product. And then we divide that number by somewhere between three and four, which gives you the amount of money that you can spend to create that product. Now you go to work and find the best quality product, size it properly, portion it properly to give the customer the best product possible at the right size and the right value based on the price that you determined. Again, that's called a market minus pricing model, and that's the method that I prefer to use. Let me give you an example. Some restaurants, like the example I just gave at the hotel, well, for a $29 cheeseburger, we're using a homemade bun, we're using a really big burger, it was a 10-ounce burger, we're using the highest quality meat possible because we know that that customer can afford to spend that much, and then we're backing into giving them an amazing hamburger at that price. If you're in the zone of $3 or so, well, then you have to ask yourself the questions of, do I need to balance size and quality? You may want to give a quarter pound burger of a slightly lower quality meat and cheese, or you may prefer to give a 5-ounce burger instead of a 4-ounce burger, or I'm sorry, a 3-ounce burger instead of a 4-ounce burger. That's a little more quality, but still in that price. Those are decisions that you're going to have to weigh. But to me, coming up with your product, figuring out how much it costs, then attaching a price to it, is a totally random way to do it. It's totally wrong, and it creates really uncomfortable situations sometimes because you're putting out food that you're not charging enough for. You're wondering why customers aren't coming in. You start adjusting quality, and before you know it, the whole restaurant's spiraling out of control. And it all starts with the fact that we worried about what we wanted to put out and then priced it instead of figuring out what can the market bear and then pricing it that way. So again, wrapping it up here, there's two ways to price your restaurant menu: cost plus pricing. Figure out what it costs to make your menu item, multiply it by three or four to give you the general pricing range where you should be, or the method I prefer, market minus pricing, where you figure out what the market can pay for your product, divide it by three or four to give you the cost, the amount of money you can spend to put together that product, and give your customer the absolute best quality product possible to fit that price. I hope you enjoyed today's tips, and I look forward to bringing you another one next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.